So how do people see these movies? I mean, are there movie theaters, or is it mainly straight to video, or what's the main way?
Most of it is actually straight to video, like you said. Because now internet and computers are everywhere, so a lot of these movies are produced by companies around in big cities, and then they're sold to local sellers. And because buying DVDs is so cheap, anybody can get them. And through they put a lot of posters out. When a movie comes out, the producers or the movie company, they put a lot of posters out, so everyone knows it's out. And if it's something that's really good, through word of mouth, very quickly, everyone knows that, oh my gosh, have you seen this movie? Have you seen so 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 and so movie? One movie that came out maybe six, this is a little old, but this was Jennifer is what the movie was called. And it hadn't been, I would say, a month or two, the whole country knew about this movie.
Oh,
And if
wow.
you were
Yeah.
anybody, you had seen it. So things like that. So usually through DVDs, you buy one, you like it, you recommend it to your friend. If you don't have it anymore, if it's scratched, they go buy one, and everyone sees it. So
Wow.
yeah.
So word of mouth.
Word of mouth, I would
That's
say.
awesome.
Yes.
So is this movie industry really big for the whole continent, or is it just pretty much just a Nigerian following?
I would actually say it's big for not just Nigerians. There are lots of Nigerians in the diaspora, in England, in America, in other countries. So those people, they hear about the movies from reading the internet, and they watch on the internet, or they buy it when they go home to Nigeria. Other countries, I mentioned earlier that a lot of Nigerian artists are collaborating with artists from Ghana and other neighboring countries. So through that too, a lot of Ghanaians watch Nigerian movies and vice versa. There are Jamaicans who watch Nigerian movies.
Oh, cool.
Because there's an element to it. It just, at the beginning, you might not like it, but the more you watch of them, they grow on you,
Yeah.
so to speak, that you just get sucked in. So I've heard of people, they watch, and there's so many of them, you could watch one a day for a whole year and not be done, because they just keep producing them, producing them, producing them. So they have a huge following all over, mainly West Africa, and for Nigerians in other parts of the world, they watch them. And I've heard of some South Africans watching them as well. So probably over the continent. But Nollywood specifically is known all over the world.
Oh, that's so cool. So can you recommend some movies?
I would
I totally
recommend
want to see them now. I'm going to be like searching YouTube. I really want to see one.
For somebody that wanted to get started, I would say Google or check YouTube for Jennifer. It's an interesting movie about a girl that goes from the village. So I think it shows Nigerian history, human relationships, and also our values. It's about a girl that goes from the village. By chance, she's able to go to a top university, and she completely changes. Instead of keeping her family value of humility, she starts chasing rich men and like her friends that she meets in the big city just to get more money. So she focuses less on her studies and more on getting money. But unfortunately, she chases the wrong people, she gets AIDS, and that leads to her downfall. So these movies, although they're very high in entertainment value, they also have very good educational lessons to messages behind them too. So I would definitely recommend Jennifer to start off with.
Oh, I'll definitely check it out. Oh,
Yes.
thanks.